Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 139, Reducing Stress, a Lifestyle Approach.
Surround yourself with life. One of the main reasons we're drained of energy, not only because we're stressed out, is because we have so many lifeless things around us.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, the human body is designed to experience stress. In fact, it can even be positive. But when it's prolonged and we don't have a chance to relax and recover, it can have a devastating effect on the body. WebMD says that 43% of all adults suffer adverse effects from stress. 75 to 90% of all doctor's visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints, and stress can play a part in problems such as headaches, high blood pressure, heart problems, diabetes, skin conditions, asthma, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. My guest today is Drew Tadia. He's the host of the radio show and podcast Exploring Mind and Body. Drew works with clients to implement nutrition and fitness changes that help reduce stress, improve overall health, and lead to a more sustainable, healthy lifestyle. I'm really excited to welcome Drew to the show, so let's get right into our conversation.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Well, Drew, I am really excited to have you on Outside Health and Fitness, and you're all the way up in Canada, kind of up in the Great White North, and we're going to talk about stress and a whole bunch of other things.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this. And yeah, we have short summers, so we definitely take advantage of getting outside and being active. And we definitely have an active community being close to the mountains and a number of other things we can talk about in the interview. But thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really jealous of where you are over there, and because you guys have really tremendous mountains on the western side, don't you?
Yeah, we do. It's unbelievable. We have... I can see them from here. They're quite, we're about two and a half hours away from here, but you know, you can see them, and it's only, you know, I should probably take more advantage of it, but you know, every other weekend or maybe once a month, we try to get up there and enjoy what we have.
That's great. Can you give us a little rundown on you and what you do and how you became so passionate about fitness and health and all that?
Oh, yeah, you bet. So I began health and wellness at a younger age. I've always been an athlete. My goal or dream in life was to be a college athlete. Up here in Canada, we didn't have quite the college following, so I'd always watch college sports, mostly college football on TV. So yeah, that was always something I wanted to do. And if there was a ball or a stick or a bat, you know, I was always running around, you know, trying to be a professional athlete. So that was a dream of mine. After high school, I decided to pack up my stuff and move to California and follow my dream as a college athlete. And I bounced around the U.S. to regional level, and I ended up traveling the world, and it was an incredible experience. So to be quite honest with you and your listeners, I wasn't good enough to play at that level. Mm-hmm. So I had to find an edge. And that edge came through nutrition and fitness. So I was the first one in the gym, first one on the field, last one to leave. And then I began experimenting on my body with nutrition to see what would make me bigger, stronger, faster, heal quicker, reduce stress. And that's where my teachings began. It was right then in learning how to be the best athlete I could. And I soon realized that the better off the field person, strength, mind, body, you were, the better athlete you could be. So it's all a big picture.
Right. It all translates back to the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where it began. And now I'm just jumped in with 2 feet here into the business world. And it's a crazy experience. It's it's by far the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned a second ago about stress, and I know we wanted to talk about stress tonight, and obviously in the business world, there's a lot of stress, and I know that that's something that's a major focus of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We're stressed out. We're stressed out as a society, and I think that that was just something I wanted to help with, and I really believe that by reducing stress, we can improve our quality of life. And that's something that I preach. I preach teaching a whole life to quick fixes or the latest fad. And stress was just something that I specialized in because I feel that we put more stress on our body than need be. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're stressed out. So if we don't sleep properly, it's because we're stressed out. If we have an injury, it's because we're stressed out. So I feel that deep down the core of the issue can usually relate to stress in some way.
We were meant to handle stress in short little bursts. The problem now is we're just constantly inundated.
Absolutely. We've all heard of the fight or flight.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have such a short defense mechanism. But just like you're saying, the long duration of stress, you know, it weighs on us. The reason we're not able to lose weight or burn body fat, it's the reason why we're not sleeping. It's why we don't have any energy. It's because we're stressed out in the workplace. We're stressed out at home. And then we don't do things to reduce stress.
Now, you do a lot of work with nutrition and how that can play a role in stress. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So nutrition is the staple. I really believe food is the future. So food heals, food cures, food prevents. And if we did a better job of nutritionizing our body, we would put less stress and we'd be able to handle stress in the first place, I suppose. So if we're putting highly processed food in our body, we're putting more stress on our body. Now, if we're looking at whole foods or clean food, I believe that food heals our body. So if we're putting these foods in our body, we're able to heal, we're able to fight off disease, we're able to, you know, have a stronger immune system. Unfortunately, it's the opposite. So we're putting refined sugar, processed food, and everything that comes along with it, which is putting more stress on our bodies.
How is that? Is it just because those foods are lacking the nutrition our body needs to properly handle the stress? Is that what you mean by that?
Many times we put food-like substances in our body. So our body is not able to recognize, utilize, or absorb. So when we put quality nutrients in our body is going to turn that into energy, burn it off, and we're going to use it at an efficient rate. Mm-hmm. Now, when we put highly processed food into our bodies don't recognize it. They don't know what to do with it.
Right. You are a big advocate of detoxing as it relates to stress.
That's right. So when I say detox, I would say it's different than the conventional or norm type of detox. Mm-hmm. In fact, I don't believe in conventional detoxes. I actually feel that a quick fast or a 3-day detox or stripping everything from everything that your body's used to is more detrimental than helpful. So that puts more stress on our body. So when I talk about my detox, we help whoever I'm working with, our clients or members, to understand how to prepare, how to buy, how to purchase, all that stuff, because we were never taught. It's no one's fault. It wasn't in schools. Many times our parents may not have been educated or weren't quite sure. A lot of the things that happen, we're new to them. So the microwave dinners and the grocery, you know, the whole grocery store, what they have going on, our parents weren't always prepared for that either. It was just a quick fix, and we didn't realize how difficult that is on our body. So that's why I do the different kind of detox and help people understand how to avoid toxins and how to prepare whole food, because I think most of us just aren't quite sure how.
That's very interesting, because a lot of times when you think about stress, you think about it as a mental condition, I guess, for lack of a better term. And then you think about detox and nutrition as more of a physical thing. So it's interesting to talk about those things going together somehow.
Yes, so I really believe the body follows the mind. And then I also put in there nutrition, because I believe nutrition affects everything. Our mental clarity affects our mood, affects our emotions. So it's all connected. So if we're paying attention to what we're putting in our body, then we can better regulate our optimal health, which has a lot to do with stress.
Now, how about the physical aspect of, you know, exercise and fitness? How do you see that playing a role in terms of just reducing or managing stress better?
Well, you know what the maybe the most important or when it comes to stress is by far exercise is the number one stress reducer. Mm-hmm. And then I'll flip that around and say the last thing that we do when we're stressed out is exercise.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of funny how that works, but that's, you know, that's how we are. That's how we're conditioned. Many of us go into a frozen type of state, and that's why stress continues to build up. Mm. And by not taking advantage of the number one way to reduce stress is getting out and doing activities, especially outside, which I'm sure we're going to get into here, is something that we need to do. It's absolutely essential, and it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. That way, exercise through reducing stress is the best thing that you can do for yourself.
What is it about, and I know this happens to me. I mean, I go out, you know, I work out pretty much every day at work, but I do it in a gym just because it's a little bit more convenient when I'm at work. And it's fine. It's a good break in the day, but it's not the same as when I get a chance to go outside and be active. What's that about? What's the difference about that?
Well, see, we weren't meant to be inside.
Mm. Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago that, you know, our grandparents were raised on farms, and we spent most of the time outside. When we were, you and I were children, we spent most of the time outside. And now we're in this age of technology, and children have to be forced to go outside.
Yeah.
We're, as adults, as professionals, we're now stuck in cubicles and offices looking at a computer screen. So that's not a natural state for us. So when we exercise, everything is kind of elevated. So just think about your eyesight, for example, and when we look at a computer screen not far from our face. So we get outside, we absolutely widen our vision, our scope of vision. And I also call it scope of success when you can physically see further and more things that are moving around.
Right.
And there's a big difference between working out inside and breathing fresh air and just being a part of the elements and being a part of nature as opposed to being inside a gym.
Yeah. I find even if I'm not being that active outdoors, just being out there can have a calming effect on my whole system.
Well, one of the things is being outside and being around living things. I like to talk about that.
Yeah.
And many times I often say surround yourself with life. One of the main reasons we're drained of energy, not only because we're stressed out, is because we have so many lifeless things around us. So I like to say, put plants in your office, get some nice pictures if you can't see out your window, and get outside and breathe some fresh air as often as you can, because that, as you know, that makes a world of difference. And as well, it'll help you reduce stress because of it's just stagnant energy and it's lifeless being inside all the time.
I love that. That's great. I never really considered that before, but you're right. I mean, we are surrounded by these inanimate objects inside. We need a little bit of something, you know, a pet, a plant, something that's alive, right?
Yeah, just something, anything. You know, you crack a window and put a nice plant in your office. I mean, there's so many little things that we can do. We just run into being overwhelmed with all the little things that look like a big thing, and then we do nothing.
So you work with people who come to you that have the same stresses that we all have, and you know, you kind of help them not only from a nutritional standpoint, but from a fitness standpoint as well. What are some of the changes that you've seen in the clients that you've worked with?
See, I teach, I like to think of it as a little different style than the norm. So when someone talks about a whole lifestyle approach, so I start out with lifestyle first. So I look at fitness, nutrition, habits, and your environment. And I really believe that changing or adjusting those four factors can change your life. So when I talk about a supportive group or teaching fitness classes, or whether it's online or at home, many times we're stressed out because we don't have a supportive group within our family. We don't have it at the workplace, and we don't have it when we come home. So that stress continues to increase. So the little things that I do, whether it's your habit, or trying to adjust habits or working towards nutrition, I mean, we could go through a long list of the benefits of improving your lifestyle. You know, I don't know how exciting that would be, but just the little things, by adjusting food, reading ingredients, stop counting calories, all the little things that can improve our lifestyle and stop worrying about, you know, what so-and-so is doing, what the latest fad is. Every single person is different, and we all need a different method to improve our lives.
Right. And you're seeing people that are, it's a matter of making those lifestyle changes. And maybe the changes are kind of subtle, but over time, they're a pretty significant change in the quality of life that the person has.
Yeah, that's right. I love to improve and talk about and help others improve their lives, because I think many times when we say, let's say, for example, I want to lose weight, and that's usually not what someone wants. So if you dig a little bit deeper, what they want is more clothes. What they want to do is put a bathing suit on or a bikini, whatever you're doing, and go right to the beach and not be self-conscious. So we can dig a little deeper and ask the question why you want whatever it is that they initially come to me with, we can figure out how to move forward from there.
They want more self-confidence, or they want to look better, or they want to be able to be active longer, live longer, whatever those things are.
One of the biggest things when someone comes to me and they say, I want to be able to play with my kids.
Right.
And that's probably top two. There's another, then the other one would be energy. I need more energy. Yeah. And if we look at what's underlying and work from the ground up, I think that's really sustainable. I also like to talk about sustainable changes, because anyone could teach you how to lose 10 pounds in a short amount of time.
Yeah. It's this spiraling effect, isn't it? It's because you need to be able to keep moving and stay active and stay healthy in order to have choices, you know, be able to make the choices that you want to make. I had someone on the show quite a while ago who had lost a tremendous amount of weight, and it really struck me when they said, you know, the biggest thing was I could do anything I wanted to do. And before, I couldn't. I was limited.
I don't think we realize, we all struggle with something, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think we realize what it's like from the other side of the door or the other side of the window, because we are limited, and we're all limited in certain ways. You know, that's just a whole different experience than others that deal with something else that's not physical limitations.
Right. You said you wanted to be a professional athlete. What was your sport? What was your thing that you wanted to pursue?
I played all the sports up until high school.
Anything with a ball or a stick, right?
That's right. I played baseball.
Baseball, okay. And what do you do now? Do you still do that, or have you ventured into other areas too? Or
yeah, when I was talking, well, I was playing and I was traveling all around the world, and it was a difficult lifestyle. And yeah, I think that many times when someone says, oh, you play at a professional level, or you hate to play this kid's game. Well, there's a lot of different things, you know, behind the scenes. So, and it's a very stressful atmosphere. You don't realize it when you're involved in it, because that's your lifestyle. But when you take a step back, you're like, wow, you know, someone's always trying to take your position. Someone's always coming up from the next level or dropping down from a higher level. And, you know, that's just the lifestyle we live.
Yeah, yeah. Even professional athletes are experiencing extreme amounts of stress like that.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine it's more. You know, they're on TV, they're on the newspaper. Could you imagine? Could you know someone like you or me? Could you imagine what that's like?
No.
Yeah. So I just moved. I just moved on. I actually ended up a contract. I was going to go back to Europe. A contract fell through, and then I started doing some fitness classes and doing personal training. I would do that on the road. I would do that online. I would do the same thing with the athletes that I worked with, because everyone wanted to know what program I was doing.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, because I was always eating right and working out. So that's how it went. And then when I was going to go back again, I jumped on the radio. I signed a contract with the local radio station. And, you know, in a flash, 4 years later, I wrote a book, I designed a protein supplement, and I've been on the radio for 4 years. So
that's awesome. Talk a little bit about the programs that you offer. If there's someone listening that says, wow, that sounds really good, I would like to kind of hook up with Drew and have him help me out. What sort of programs do you offer? What sort of work do you do with people?
So I'm doing more online programs and things like that, just because it's easier to connect. And you don't have so many limitations within person. So I've seen incredible results through designing meal plans. So many times I would design a month meal plan. We would meet once a week to talk about the meal plan, how it went over, what happened, how we can improve. And then, you know, fitness is a big part of what I do as well. So we implement fitness as well. So it's more of a lifestyle coaching, if you will, just to keep whoever I'm working with accountable and help them understand how to, you know, work towards a sustainable, healthy lifestyle. And then, well, that's, you know, that's one of the things that we do just online alone. I was telling you earlier that we just launched this membership, and I'm super excited about it. It's the first time I put together a whole month. So in the past, we've done 10-day detoxes, we've done 10-day fitness challenges. And it was really inspired by those that I was working with, those members in the group. They, you know, after the 10 days, everyone says, can we continue? And so I just said, you know, it's a little bit more work and a little bit more planning. So I said, okay, if that's what you guys want, let's do a 30 days. We'll implement fitness and nutrition. Mm-hmm. And with that, I do everything. So we have a complete list of exercises and work programs, so they know exactly what they're doing every day. And then I put a video explanation. So it's a really nice package. And then on the nutrition end, you know exactly what you're eating. You know exactly what you're eating and why. We have recipes, grocery shopping lists. And then we put everyone in a group support. So earlier when I was explaining what I did and the importance of, you know, your environment and who you surround yourself with, mm-hmm. I feel like I've put, or at least I'm planning on putting everything together through my experiences of working with individuals and in small groups, is put everyone in this group and make it a supportive group. So you have accountability, so you have direction, and you have everything laid out for you, so you know exactly what you're doing day in and day out.
That's great. And it, like I said, really good support. You're not alone in this thing. You've got other people there to help you, pick you up when you feel like you're going to fall down a little bit.
You know what? 9 times out of 10, whoever I'm speaking with, I ask them, what was the most important factor with what you're doing? Because I do, you know, I do everything. I do the nutrition, which is a big speed bump to many people.
Right.
A lot of times we go to a gym and we don't know how to work out or what to do. So I put that together for everyone. I put in a lot of work and time. And 9 times out of 10, they'll say it's the group. It's the supportive group atmosphere.
Right.
And, you know, it's really the individuals that come in. They come in with an open mind. They come in with a supportive mindset. I always preach that and let everyone know that this is a safe place. And this is where you can ask questions. This is where we can modify exercises or recipes. And that really makes the group.
Yeah, that's awesome. That sounds great. So how, if someone would like to take advantage of that, how do we find out more about that online?
So my main website is trueformlife.com. That's where I do the majority of my work, my online detoxes and programs. And then on a side note, I do a lot of stuff with the radio and podcasting. So once a week, I do a radio show. I bring on different guests to talk about how to naturally improve your lifestyle. It's the tagline. Mm-hmm. And then I try to do 2 other podcasts a week as well on my own. So that one doesn't actually air, but I like to offer a little bit more. So if anyone's interested in checking out some of the ways that I interview and some of the guests I have on, a different website is called exploringmindandbody.com.
Excellent. Well, I'll make sure to have, we'll have links to both of those in the show notes so folks can check you out and find out everything that you're doing over there. Anything else that you think we should talk about before we go? I know we're a little disjuncted because we're having some technical difficulties, but
you know, it's the little things. I think that when we look at fitness and nutrition and lifestyle, and you know, I know this is that you talk more about outdoor activities. It's try to think of one thing at a time. So if you can get outside and go for a walk at lunch, that will change your day. If you can start to read ingredients just a little bit and pay attention to the types of nutrients you're putting in your body, reduce stress, that's going to help you sleep better. You're going to have more energy. You'll have more mental clarity. And then on the fitness end of the things, you know, everyone's worried about what they should do. And a little bit of something is better than nothing. So if you take small steps towards a sustainable lifestyle in every realm you're looking at, you will slowly change your life and reach the goals that you set out in front of you.
That's great advice. Don't try to bite off too much at one time. Take little steps. It'll make a big difference.
That's right.
That's great. Well, Drew, thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate it. And all the way from Canada. Woohoo.
It's been my pleasure, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Great. Thank you. I love Drew's approach to overall health. It really makes sense to find a sustainable model that allows you to do the things that you want in life. I hope you got a lot out of the show today. In fact, I would love it if you would leave me a review in iTunes and let me know what you think. You know, reviews and ratings in iTunes really help other people find the show, and it keeps me energized. If you haven't left a review yet, it is super easy. If you're listening on an Apple device using the podcast app, just click on the artwork to see the show notes. Click the link, leave a rating and review in iTunes, and jot down your thoughts. It's that simple. Or visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/139 to leave a review and for links to everything we talked about today. And more information on Drew and his show, Exploring Mind and Body. While you're there, be sure to get your free copy of Fit Fast First Thing, my Tabata morning workout for a quick 10-minute routine you can use to start your day off right. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.